I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. Over the years, this particular section of Lexington has had many names, Guntown, Kincaid Town, and Goodloe Town. And thanks to the talented and driven black professionals in the East End neighborhood, it was also a center for creation and growth for the racing industry. Now, Keeneland and the Bluegrass Trust for Historic Preservation are teaming up on a virtual walking tour of the East End using a new state-of-the-art phone app. For more details on the new project, I spoke with Brittany Sams. She's a historic preservation specialist with the Bluegrass Trust.
So we have done walking tours in the past. We have done brochure programs that are self-guided walking tours for different neighborhoods and areas within Lexington. We're actually moving in a different direction with this app, however. And it's interesting because the app, our new app, Tour the Historic Bluegrass, came about after the East End walking tour. So, you know, we were looking for another neighborhood to add to our walking tour collection. And we settled on the East End, but then we also decided that we wanted to move away from the brochure model and do something that was digital, that was interactive, and that we could get a lot more content on. You know, when you're using a brochure, you're really limited in the information that you can convey. So we started looking at all of the different materials that were available on, you know, the East End community, so much research that had already been done. And we just wanted to find a location or a place where we could put it all together and not only, you know, tell stories through audio files and videos and the text and the photos, but also to give credit to the people who have already given and so much of their time and research to the East End. And so it's a virtual walking tour for sure. You know, you can download the app and you can walk around the neighborhood. It'll take you from site to site. But I also like to think of it as a place that can hold all of the information and like a nice collection of everything that's already been done for the neighborhood.
Yeah, if we're talking about 32 different stops along this tour, that would be 32 different boards or placards that you'd have to erect mm-hmm. in front of these structures, and that's a no-go.
Right. And, you know, the app offers so much more than that. We were talking about material taken from Keeneland Library, you know, the University of Kentucky Special Collections, the Historical Society. We have nomination forms from the National Register of Historic Places. We have information taken from the notable Kentucky African American database, Phoenix Rising, African Cemetery Number 2. We've got links to articles from the Smithsonian Magazine. I mean, you know, you can take the tour, you can read the text, you can browse the photos, but then you can go home, you can pull up the app's website, tourthehistoricbluegrass.com, and you can click on embedded links to, for example, the one-hour-long documentary that the Lexington Public Library has already produced on African Cemetery Number 2.
So all of this is at the push of a button or just the downloading of the app. There's no checking in with the Bluegrass Trust for Historic Preservation headquarters or anything like that. A person could
no.
start and stop and you know, it's all kind of an on-demand kind of feature, correct?
Yes, it is. You can just download the app, Tour the Historic Bluegrass. It is available for iPhone and for Android, and you can just go to the first location. If you let your phone access your location, it'll even tell you how far away each of the stops are from where you're standing at that very moment. And then, of course, if you go on the app and you click on the Lexington East End Walking Tour, it will start you at the first stop, and you can go through all 32 if you have a significant amount of time to devote to it. Or you can just kind of skip around, and it'll take you from whichever location you are to the location of the story that you would like to move to.
This is a massive undertaking and one worthy, of course, of your time and attention. Obviously, having the seed money coming in from Keeneland has got to have helped quite a bit.
Yeah, so we actually were using a free and different website to put the tour on. You know, we wanted to move all of our tours eventually to a virtual platform, and we wanted definitely to continue adding tours as we're coming up with new ideas and partnerships that we can keep doing. And we were just using a website that was inferior, and it just wasn't it was working. It was better than the brochures, but it wasn't anything like the app that we're using now. So a board member actually pointed out to me this CurateScape platform through the university, through Cleveland State University. And, you know, I was talking to Keeneland at that time because I was doing research and getting photos for the tour from Keeneland. And their director of their library, Rucky Ryder, was like, I think that they're going to be really interested in this. And so it actually came through that they funded the CurateScape app for us, which is really helpful, not only for this tour, but for all of the tours and partnerships that we plan on doing in the future and adding to the app. So,
Brittany, how many tours are currently offered now? This Lexington East End is the one we're highlighting today, but are there others currently available?
So there's only the East End Walking Tour on the app for now, but this summer we will be releasing our second. And I have to be mum about that because we're partnering again. But we'll have another one on there hopefully by June or July.
So in essence, watch this space for developing news.
Yes.
And for folks who may not be familiar with just the lure and the lore of the East End of Lexington, why is it so important to preserve this area in particular?
So one of my very favorite things about working on this tour was the personal inspiration that I gleaned from writing about the events and the people who have lived in this neighborhood over time. The East End neighborhood has contributed so much to the culture of Lexington and even to the culture of this state. You know, Keeneland is interested in this neighborhood because of the roots in the racing industry. So I can definitely speak to that a little bit. You know, there were so many black jockeys, trainers, thoroughbred breeders who lived in this area. And then worked at the Kentucky Association track that used to stand where the William Wells Brown Elementary School now stands. And reading about the lives of the men who were involved in this track was just amazing. My favorite story on the tour is actually of Jimmy Wingfield. He actually grew up on Warnock Street. He was the youngest of 17 children, and he started exercising horses at the age of 7. I believe I read that he actually drove carriages in the neighborhood. However, you know, he started being a jockey, and in 1901, he won 161 races in that year alone. And he actually, in his lifetime, went on to win 2,600 races as a jockey. But he ended up leaving the States, and he owned his own training facility in France. And it's unstable, and he even raced for the Tsar of Russia before returning to the States. So, I mean, these people, Julia Perry, for example, she is a black composer who grew up in the neighborhood. She went on to write nationally recognized music. Les McCann is another, you know, a national jazz musician who began at the Lyric Theater. And so, I mean, I think the draw of this tour is that, you know, we've taken a lot of different repositories of information that's out there, and we've put them all together to really give you a feel for what was significant about this neighborhood in the past and how it contributed, its cultural landscape, contributed to the cultural landscape we have today, but also, like, what's going on in the neighborhood today? Like, what is the feel and the atmosphere and the culture of the neighborhood based on what it used to be? So I'll offer up the Lyric Theater as an example. You know, the Lyric Theater meant so much to the community back in its heyday. Not only was it a community hub in itself, but it also supported local businesses by drawing in traffic around it. But today they're doing great programs as well. So we talk about the history of the Lyric Theater, but we also have embedded links to the Lyric Theater's website today. So if you're standing outside of it and you're like, this is a really cool place, I'd love to come see a show here sometime, you can just click on the link and see it.
All right. Now, this is available right now, correct?
Yes.
Brittany, is there anything else that you want our listeners to know before we part today?
One of my favorite parts about this tour is that it is bookended by poetry from Frank X. Walker, Kentucky Poet Laureate. He actually did a recording especially for the Bluegrass Trust of home Ode to the East End, which is actually also a mural on the Met Building where the tour begins. So as you begin the tour, you're at the first stop. There is an audio element where you can listen to Frank X. Walker reading his own poem, you know, passionately about the East End. And I think it really just sets you up for knowing that this is a special place that you're going to learn about such a vibrant past and a vibrant present and a vibrant future. And then the last stop, it actually, the tour makes a big circle. So you come back around and you end at the Charles Young Community Center and Park. And that is another poem, which is the Book of Genesis, the East End chapter. And that poem kind of goes from the very beginning of the neighborhood and traces it all the way to the present. So not only is it a gorgeous poem, but it's also a good review of everything that you just learned about. So.
Well, we know you are busy. We want to thank you very much for your time today, Brittany Sams, a preservation specialist with the Bluegrass Trust for Historic Preservation, and continued success with your group.
Thank you so much.